Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in now at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709.
Hi, welcome everybody tonight to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host for this evening. We're doing 1 hour of being in the fifth dimension, and the last half hour or more, we'll be taking live open calls, and the number once again is 515-605-9709. When you call into the show, push one, and our lovely producer, Dan Gilman, will take your call, and please have your question for me, formulated for me and my spirit guides. I'd love to help you. And tonight, the topic is, the truth is, you are energy, you are light, you're glorious, radiant, and powerful. There's not one person that comes to this world, the planet, with the same exact energy. And that is the truth. Everyone has energy in them. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone comes here with a magical purpose here. Everyone is a rock star. Not everybody knows that, but everybody has to understand that you have a unique calling. You have a frequency. You have a destiny. To learn what that destiny is so important why we're here. We are born with a unique creative energy flowing through us, flowing through our body, discovering that energy with our calling with the Holy Spirit is so important. When we discover this force, we learn how to align with the omnipresent, with God. We deepen our experience with life. We deepen the energy with the energy of God. Then things are easier. We're more receptive. We stream. We flow. We feel balanced. We feel happy. We giggle. We laugh more. We end up having more community, more spiritual abundance, more friends. We have a communication with the planet, with the trees, the ocean, nature. We go to the next level faster. We end up reaching what Kimberly likes to call the fifth dimension. Healing is easier. Our gifts become more apparent. We understand that when we feel an intuitive hit, like we need to do something or go somewhere or move or take that job or maybe stay in a position or move out of a position or maybe we're not feeling good or our stomach hurts or we're ignoring that doctor visit or go to maybe a new holistic practitioner or see a different psychic or medium or maybe move out of a marriage or maybe change a different or try something new in your marriage or try something new in a friendship. You see, what happens when we start to understand the power and the radiant energy of the Holy Spirit, of your connection with God, your own process, the living inside of you, the truth of you, starts to align in your soul frequency. The frequency within yourself starts to understand it can connect to your mind, your body, and your spirit. You start to become more alive, more aligned. You start to understand that you're reconnected to your soul alignment. Your beliefs, your habits, your self-concept start to relax. You start to tap into understanding. You're not spinning in a circle anymore. You're actually moving forward. Things that happen that maybe aren't good, things that happen that, gosh, I just lost that job. Gosh, I just got moved off of something I wanted really bad. Darn, I'm not getting anywhere. I keep moving in circles. I keep applying for things and I'm not getting them. I just had somebody pass away. It moved me backwards instead of forward. My gosh, the whole corporation shut down. Oh my gosh, what's going on? I keep getting sick. Actually, what's happening is you are being supported by spirit. Good things are actually happening for you. Deep down inside, it's a calling, the deepest soul calling. This icky perception that God, spirit is not working for you is actually the highest is working for you. The best friend is working for you. The Holy Spirit is working for you. You're having a transformation. What's happening is everything around you, the angels, the guides, are summoning you. The experiencing is working for you. The calling is working for you. The messenger is summoning for you. It's reuniting you to your inner voice and saying, you don't need anybody or anything. All you need is you and your intuition and clearing, calling you out to move forward, to understand the wisdom inside of you. The divine messenger is leading you back home to you, to honor yourself, your personal tour inside of yourself, your own guide, your own self, to the Holy Spirit, to the attraction, to your inner guide, yourself. The truth is that we all have this powerful calling. We're all looking for someone else to make it happen for us, but really it's us and the Holy Spirit. It's us and the Holy Spirit saying, look within, look within, look within yourself. These intuitive hits, these intuitive messages, it's God's green earth that knows what's inside the soul frequency inside of you. It's a divine right. And when things don't go our way, it's God saying, there's a new way, and the new way is the right way. And the right way has been there looking at you all the time. Don't let defeat get you down, because you have the victory inside of yourself to win. When somebody tells you that you only have a few hours to live, when someone gives you that bad notice about an illness, turn that illness around and say, I am healed. I am winning. I am that rock star. Everybody is a rock star. Your soul frequency was born with unique creative energy flowing through your body. And when you discover that force, you will say, I am healed. I am in this beautiful higher dimensional frequency. No matter what happens in the next few months going into 2025, preparing yourself to move and manifest the life that you are meant to have, the truth of your soul frequency will prevail. So thank you for listening to this message about the truth within you from Kimberly Meredith and her guides. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight, and our call-in number is 619-779-9771. We're going to be taking a lot of calls tonight on medical health and soul frequency energy readings. Those are sort of like the Torah code readings that Greg Braden talked about. I don't know if any of you know about Greg Braden, but he was talking about these Torah code readings a long time ago and about how the messages with the signs and symbols were coming in from 33 AD when they said that Jesus was taken from us. And these signs and symbols have particular messages that come in, and they've been coming into me and messaging to me for about 2.5 years now. I'm working on a book right now. My next book, my current book out right now, is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. It is a best-selling book, and it's on Amazon. It's on in Barnes & Noble, and actually it's an audiobook. It's a Kindle, and it's a paperback. It's being sold by Penguin Random House, Hay House, and you can get it pretty much about everywhere around. And people love the audio, and they do like the paperback book. And it is, like I said, you can get it on Amazon. And I am working on the next book called Soul Frequency Readings. I do these on Tuesdays for half hour. They're a discount right now price. And I do them for 60 minutes also. We have a lot of events going on. I want to talk about the events before we go into doing our really cool open lines. Some of the events I want to shout out that are going on our platform. My ministry is called The Healing Trilogy. And so I'd love for you to sign up for our workshops. Some of them are nonprofit organized, which means we don't turn anybody away for lack of funds. The Healing Trilogy is my website. Go to thehealingtrilogy.com. You sign up on our newsletter and you get a little gift sent to you. And then after that, you'll see a blast of newsletters coming to you. And you can also go to our events page. When you go to the events page, you're going to see the first event coming up, which is this Saturday, called Our Devotion to the Virgin Mary. And the Virgin Mary actually was Jewish. And a lot of people don't know that, but some people do. And we have a various amount of people that pray in all different languages and religions. And we pray 1 hour to, maybe not a full hour, maybe about a half an hour, the Holy Rosary. And we are very devoted, and we do that in Spanish and English. And this is a very powerful prayer. And this particular Saturday, March 2nd, we're devoting this Saturday to Princess Diana. And we're having an amazing channeler come on named Marcia Mahanan, and she will be speaking, channeling through her, Princess Diana. And she has several best-selling books out about Princess Diana. When Princess Diana had her accident, she had been buried with the rosary in her hand. And when I was a little girl, I would hold the rosary in my hand. And my own mother had the rosary around her neck when she passed away and was buried. And so there's a whole story around the rosary and the Native Americans with the rosary. It's very intense, our group. I've been producing the Mother Mary Matrix for about 7 years now. And this is something very close to my heart. In this prayer group, we have very, very strong warriors, prayer warriors come in. And people have been healed, spontaneously healed in our group. We used to hold it live in Los Angeles, and we moved it on our platform. So it is it's a service. It's like a online prayer group service. The next half of the group, we do co-healing groups like Dr. Joe Dispenza has. And many people come into the circle, and we pray for others in the circle. And then the last half hour, we do prayer requests. So if you'd like to check it out, it's this weekend on Saturday, and this is a nonprofit organized event. And then as you go down our event calendar, you'll see many other events there that you may like to check out. And I'll be at the New Living Expo, which is up in Marin County in person. And the following April, we're doing That Mother Mary about Mary Magdalene. And a lot of people have misconceptions about Mary Magdalene. So I will be doing an event with Jack Canfield in April also, if you know Jack Canfield. And that's an in-person event. So we have retreats coming up and all kinds of amazing events that I would just like to shout out and invite some of my online listeners from my Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Also tonight, I would like to give away 1 half-hour session from the Healing Trilogy Ministry. We've had some very kind people donate to us during the Mother Mary Matrix online event. And one person did donate a session to someone that had chemo, and that was very kind of them to do that, because many people right now have colon cancer and breast cancer. And so I'm willing to tonight, the guides want to give away a session to, calls in and is suffering of low finances, give that session to somebody that is in need. So I just want to say to all my callers and followers that are listening in tonight how grateful I am. I've been on air since 2018, and I'm in complete gratitude of being on air. I love Blog Talk. I love, I love all of you. And just, we're going to go to our commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to be answering your calls. And I'm just giving you all a big hug and a big shout out of love. And we'll be right back on the Medical Intuitive Miracles Show. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Hi, welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. This is Kimberly Meredith, and we are really excited about taking some calls tonight, and we're going to talk about those events again at the end of the show, and also about the Jack Canfield retreat. Because some people are asking about that. That is going to be in Los Angeles, and those dates are April 2nd to 3rd. And we are really excited about doing some work with Jack Canfield. I will be speaking. So, Dan, are you with us tonight? I know you are, because you've been helping everybody.
I am with everybody tonight.
So I thought we'd start early, because I know we have a lot of callers.
Yes, we do, and we're going to start with Deidre from California. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I feel grateful to be almost 58 years old and very healthy, so I don't have any medical questions tonight, but I am curious. I was married 21 years. I've been divorced 19. Life threw me a bunch of curveballs, but I was relating to your fifth dimension and how life brings you what makes you grow, and I feel like that's what I've been doing, and it's been wonderful, and I just feel like there's a shift in my life, and I'm wondering if you do see a relationship coming in for me.
Yeah, thank you for enjoying my talk. That was sort of an impromptu talk that came through me, and I've been feeling that, yeah, I did a talk at this place in Santa Monica called Unplug. I do talks on soulmates and soul ties. I'm doing a lot of soul frequency readings now. And when you just said that, I got a few numbers for you. So let me give those to you. You can write them down if you want. I was going to say before I started the show tonight, when you're coming on now, maybe bring a little paper and pen with you guys.
I did. Okay,
Cool. Yeah. Okay, so I'm getting right away when you start talking, the guys are coming in and blinking numbers. I'm getting a 7 right away. I'm getting a 3, and I'm getting, I'll tell you what all those mean. About a new person coming in for you. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were asking? A person
mm-hmm.
coming
mm-hmm.
to you to start to date?
Mm-hmm.
This is a hot topic right now, actually. Everybody, I had 13 women ask me this in the class.
okay, I've only been waiting 19 years.
I know, but the thing is that I'm trying to discuss with people, too, is that the frequency that you're on and meeting the frequency of the person that's coming, you are going to meet them. But the thing is that I was trying to explain to certain people, you have to reach the frequency that they're on, and then they will gravitate to you. So they're telling me the frequency you're on right now is a 7 and a 3 and a 4, and the frequency the person is on that I see, they're on they're a 4 and they're a 5. I'll tell you what all this means in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a 7. And this would be the soulmate. Then there's 2 8s coming up, which is soulmate. So 7 means you're very spiritual. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if that's true or not. And then you believe in God and you're very kind. You're a number 4, meaning you come from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good thing because he comes from the heart right from the beginning. Like he came
mm-hmm.
in the world as a 4,
mm-hmm.
but he also is really right now is like the reason why it's taking some time to meet him is he's very involved with work.
Mm-hmm.
So he's catching up to you. It's really cute. The third number
mm-hmm.
is a 7. So he's getting into that spiritual realm.
Hmm.
So you're more ahead. You're already in the spiritual. I don't know if that's
mm-hmm.
true or not, but they're saying
you're exactly what I believe, that I'm working on myself and he's out there working on himself and I'm going to meet him.
But he's not there yet. He's more into work right now, but he's about, let's say, January, February, March, April, about May and June, he'll be there working on himself more. The 7's coming up. And then, So then the 8 comes up after. I'm getting chills. So you might meet him towards the end of summer.
Okay.
He'll be looking into that more. And then so I feel like you're going to meet him around something that's got like a spiritual activity or community. You might meet him around something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Also telling you might meet him around something about a community or through family even.
Hmm. Okay.
Because the 9 is coming up, which means community, family, a soul community, family. So I don't know if you do community work or you're in.
I'm just getting more out in the community recently. It's
they want you
yeah.
to. Yeah.
yeah.
They're telling you. They want you to meet him, the guy just saying, before 2025. So that's your
yeah.
homework.
Woo-hoo. Okay,
yeah.
I'll be calling you.
yeah, yeah. They could do a lot longer reading for you, but they are coming up with a 9, and they are saying in order to meet him, they want this person. So if someone comes to you with some different numbers, it might not be them, because this person is those characteristics. He's kind. He's good at his position. When I say, is that a creative business or is it more of like a work business? It is more of a work business. He's not a creative business, but more of a work type business. But he is spiritual. He is working on his spirituality. And when you meet him, you're going to feel like, this is my best friend. I've known him forever. And he's also going to meet you absolutely around some sort of spiritual community event. Yeah. Thank you
okay.
for letting me do a quick reading. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And it's very good if you can, like, maybe come to one of our events, or maybe I could see you somewhere else.
I'm thinking about the Jack Kornfield. I'll be near LA that weekend. It's my birthday weekend, so.
Okay, yeah. The Jack Kornfield event, that'd be so amazing.
I'm going to check it out. Yeah.
In my event calendar, but he's going to be coming out on my blast, my newsletter, and he's on my Facebook page.
Okay. I'm going to look for it. That resonated.
But signing up on my newsletter would be great, because you'll get the news blast. Oh, yeah. That is going to be so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And very, very affordable.
I'm going to sign up for
very
the newsletter.
Very affordable. Okay, great.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. So much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Yeah, so I feel so good about her meeting. I mean, when I get the chills, I feel this is really great. So, yeah, very honorable person coming for her. Okay. I keep talking.
We have another caller. No, absolutely. Okay. We've got another caller, Amla. You are on with Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
I have a feeling this show's going to turn into a love show. Yes.
It is.
yeah,
it
I got a feeling.
So I had a private reading with you, and you said May might be a highlight of me meeting somebody. So I'm just wondering, energetically, do I meet this soulmate connection before May or in May, whatever you've got, kind of like the last caller.
Remind me of your name again. I'm sorry.
It's Amala.
Amala.
Yes.
Okay. So ask again about your, go ahead and ask again if I didn't really understand.
Okay.
They're giving me another number.
I had a private reading with you, and you said in May, this was a few months ago, that I'd meet the soulmate connection. Do you feel that's true, or it might be earlier, energetically, whatever you've got, kind of like the last caller?
So what I'm confused about, if you had the private reading already and you asked that question, they're not answering it again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
How about
they're
this?
Going, no, no, no. Yeah.
Okay. So how about this? I am networking with people, and this is career-wise in the sense of March, there's some few opportunities of speaking, which is what I do, and so on and so forth. I had an opportunity, but it just didn't feel right. I actually let go of it today. So anything with that? Do you have anything to say about that?
So if you let go of an opportunity and you feel good about it, so 1 to 5, they're saying they feel good about you letting it go. They're saying, yeah, they're giving you a 5.
Okay.
So what is your next question?
So I guess.
And I can, then we'll move on. Yeah.
Yeah. So energetically, me.
Because we're taking one question tonight.
I'm trying to arrange it really quickly, which is networking and meeting connections with people to move forward up on the ladder. That's what I'm trying to do, and I'm stuck.
Yeah, I'm not getting, I'm sorry, I don't remember our reading that we had either. All I know is when you came on, the guys are kind of just saying they see the next 10 years for you. They keep saying, Kimberly, tell her the next 10 years she needs to stay on a focused mission. So they just keep telling me you need to stay on a focused mission, and I'm not really getting it very I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I'm not getting a very clear, direct question from you.
Okay. That's all
yeah.
right. That's all. I understand. I'll let you go, but thank you for whatever you gave me.
Yeah,
I am getting that.
We are having, I really want to help you because the guides keep saying, she's good that she moved out of the position. We are excited about that because we got a 5 on that. That's awesome.
Okay.
And then they're
okay.
saying we're excited about her next 10 years. And then they're saying we might be helpful for you if you want to do our mentorship program. We have a new mentorship program going on. I don't know if you know about that on our event calendar.
No. Can you explain more?
Yes. It starts next Wednesday. It's 4 Wednesdays. It's with me and Tangela. Tangela is the owner and entrepreneur of the Soul Search Fairs. And her and I are doing it for four Wednesdays. It's like $138 per class, very inexpensive. I don't know if you ever looked into my mentorship program, which is six sessions. And we help people get, like you need right now, very strong focus, and we help boost you off to the next position that you need to be doing. And it's going to be super fun. Like I said, just 4 Wednesdays, and it's for an hour, and you get homework every class.
Okay. All right. I'll
so if you want to go look at it
see
on our website.
On Saturday for the Zoom call.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. But this is direct assistance mentorship program, and it's right on my website right now, and you can look at it. It starts next Wednesday.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. But
all
this
right.
is the time to get focused because you want to get everything together before next year. And I keep getting the number 10 for you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Kimberly, we also have Valerie. Valerie from New York.
Okay.
Valerie,
let's have one direct question, or the guides are going to come in and answer for you something without, one direct question, or they're going to answer like what they just did for the Laugh-A-Lee. they already know her answer before she's talking. So, so they're talking about 10, which means 10 months from now they want her to have everything together. Okay.
Oh, I just want to say this first of all, is just listening to you, and it's wonderful, beautiful that you do what you do through the Lord.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's what they're trying to help us right now, like, before next year. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. And you're very welcome. Through as the first lady, I've been working very hard. I said, this is the year of me. So I'm working very hard to make it the year of me. But with that said, I would like to know about a certain person. And if you see us, I guess, getting, connecting, reconnecting, what you see going on with him.
Yes, I do see something right away before you started saying anything. The person, if you don't want to say his name.
Oh, I can if that would help.
I'm sure.
Jeffrey.
Okay. So with Jeffrey and you, the number comes up right away. The numbers that come up between the two of you are the numbers of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of energy, the energy of Christ consciousness around you, and then the number of family. Does it feel like family when you're around him?
Well, that's it. We're not right now. I wanted to know if we'd reconnect.
Yeah, it does feel like that. And then also, it does feel like when you guys were together, you came together to help each other out with something. When you first met, you guys came together to help each other.
That does resonate.
And then there's a block that came in the middle of it. Is he going through a divorce or a split up or something?
I think a split up.
Yeah. They're telling me something came in and blocked the relationship between the two of you, and something about family.
Okay, yes, and our families kind of played a part. They did not want us back together at that time.
Exactly. And then the God is trying to come in and help the situation. That's where I'm getting
right.
at. Oh. But there is a block, a number coming up between it.
Okay, but you do see
the
reconnection.
Reason, let me I'll just finish the reading. I did see that the reason you did come together was that God put you in each other's lives to help each other in the beginning. Let me just be clear about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the number that comes up is there's a dark number that came in and blocked it. And then it was family, something with family happened. And then the Holy Spirit was trying to come in and help.
Okay. So
will you guys reconnect?
Yeah.
I do see a possibility of that happening.
Okay, that's good to know. Do you know any time when maybe? And I'll leave it at that. Just can you see that?
Maybe at the end of summer.
End of summer. Okay. Okay. That's very, very good. And I sincerely appreciate it. And you
Thank
said
you,
this
sweetheart.
Saturday you're having
yeah.
a,
mm-hmm.
is it a Zoom call?
It's when you go to my events page
mm-hmm.
on my website, you sign up for the newsletter, you go to the events page. It's March 2nd, this Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. You sign up and they'll send you a Zoom link.
Okay, fantastic. I would like to do that, be part of that.
Absolutely.
That sounds wonderful.
We'd love you there. And I do feel there is a soulmate. He's not a soul tie. A soul tie is someone that comes in your life, it feels like a soulmate, but it only lasts like a few months or something. I do feel it's more than that. I don't know if you feel like that, but I do feel it's more than that.
Okay. Anyone to pop in would be nice. It's been a while, so I'm game to even just meeting somebody for a few dates. I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with one
well,
date right
talking,
about now.
We're talking about the man that you're talking about, that you're asking the question about.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know.
So,
I'm confused now. You've got us confused. You were asking about this particular man with you getting back.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
So you're asking about him, and we're saying that wasn't somebody that was just a fling, they're saying.
Oh, it was. He was not a fling. He is coming back.
Which is a soul tie. Yeah. A soul tie is somebody that feels like a soulmate but only lasts like a year or a couple of months or something. They're saying that was a soulmate is someone that could be more significant, somebody that lasts a longer relationship.
Okay, I follow you. Okay. It was pretty serious. We lived together for a few years, so
that's what they're telling me. So we're trying to make this clear to you that they're saying this man is a soulmate. We're asking you to confirm that. Does it feel like more of a soulmate to you?
Oh, the guy I asked you about? Yes, he
yes.
does.
They're asking you to please stay confirmed with that. The guys are saying, and please honor that. That's what they're saying.
Okay, so in other words, he is the one that is going to work out.
I can't say that. The Spirit
I'm sorry.
God is saying that. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
we'll
thank you
to
so
see
much.
You
God,
on Saturday.
Okay, God bless
thank
you.
God bless you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm just going to say to everybody, because it's very important to understand that when we honor God and we honor the relationships, the relationships honor us. So let's take the next call.
Next caller is Brittany from California. Brittany, you are on with Kimberly.
Yeah. We're so happy to take people's calls today. Yes.
My intention and question is I'm looking forward to starting a relationship and partnership and hopefully starting a business with him. Do you see that for us?
Okay, so this is a totally new person. You're not seeing anybody right now?
I've been dating, but it's new.
Okay, so let's ask the question over again so I'm not confused. So you're dating somebody right now and you want him to be the person you're doing. Yeah, so let's ask over again.
I'm looking forward to finding my life partner and finding that commitment and building.
Okay, so this person that you're dating right now is not the person that you want to ask the question about.
I don't know if he's the one.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Okay. Do you see a life partner in my near future?
Okay, because you're not asking about the current person. So we'll just ask a new person coming in.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody likes their current people. I'm sweating today. Okay, so
I've been on the man that I'm seeing, I've only been on 3 dates. So
yeah, I understand. I understand. So you could ask if this person you're with from 1 to 5 is your life partner, and we could answer that first so we can move on to the next person.
Okay, please.
Okay, so go ahead and ask.
Is this man I've been recently dating one whom I should pursue as a life partner?
They're giving me they're not saying a life partner, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were hesitating on that also.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving me, you know, a frequency of a 3, which is the middle energy. And then when I said life partner, they said no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get into that person, but I just don't know if that's the life partner. Yeah.
And is my life partner in this near future?
I do get somebody could be coming in for you, a soulmate. Are you thinking of a soulmate?
Yes.
When I ask about this year, next year, I get more maybe possibly next year in 2025. And when you said I think you said you wanted somebody that you could possibly build like a project with or work or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
I do get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do get that. What kind of work do you do, may I ask?
I support people through difficult times on a personal level.
Are you a healer? So do you want to work with somebody that's more in the spiritual community?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was picking up that this person might be doing something, you know, helping community also next year. So you might meet somebody like that.
Great.
Yeah, and I also get that he would be a good fit for you, like a soulmate fit like that, working together. But I think it will be more in the next year, which that is really also in. I don't know. Are you in? Do you want to tell us? Are you in like holistic health or something or healing health?
Yeah, I study with indigenous elders from around the world and carry their wisdom with plant medicine.
Yeah, I feel like that might be something in community, like you may be meeting them around there, something like that. And something like that. I just kept seeing you and the person doing something together like that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. I don't want to feel bad for the other person, but I don't think that person may be sort of like a soul tie. Someone comes in that you were just meant to for a short period.
Thank you. I'm enjoying the time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kimberly, we have...
Yeah.
Okay, great. We've got our next caller.
Uh-huh.
The next caller is Sonia. Sonia, you are on with Kimberly.
The Love
Frequency
there?
Show.
Hi, wonderful. Yeah. Yes, I'm here. I will almost gave up hope. Okay, wonderful to speak with you, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Okay. Well, I have a very simple, direct question.
Yeah.
I had an experience yesterday. I heard someone speaking to me, a poor spirit, and I couldn't quite make out what they're saying. I'm thinking it was either my mom or a friend of mine, Mike, and that's my question. Was it either one or if it was a message?
Yeah, the minute you just said that, one of them flew in.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yeah. Okay. So your mom or your, was it, you said your cousin?
Mike. No, it was
Mike?
A friend. It was a friend.
Friend.
Mike. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, the Mike flew in.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yay. and any messages? That's the, because I couldn't make up what they're saying. I heard the whisper.
Well, a man flew in. I don't know if it was, well, I'd say if it's Mike, but it definitely a male came in.
Okay.
So let me see who it is. Okay, if it's Mike. When Mike was alive, was he sort of a man that was in, did he do some sort of work position of helping people?
Yes.
What did he do for a living?
Well, burn victims at kids, you know, burn victims.
Yeah.
He would work with them.
Yeah, because he's saying I was a nurse or I worked and I helped people. He was saying I was helping out in the world.
Yes,
he's also saying,
mostly, definitely.
I'm asking him what he wants to tell you. You know, what is the message he's trying to give you?
Right.
Okay, so he is trying to relay something to you that's going on, like a warning. He's telling me he's trying to warn you about something.
Hmm.
Are you going through a change of something? Are you moving? Is there something going on in your life that you had to go through that wasn't? He's saying,
not really, no. I'm trying to think.
Something about, let me try to finish what he's saying first.
Okay.
He's also telling me something about a business that you might be starting or doing, or a transaction with money and work and money. He's saying something about money. Stop.
Right.
What is it? You don't want to say online. You don't have to.
Oh, no. I was thinking of going into the field of what they call affiliate marketing online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so he's talking about
summer, I guess you can.
Something with money, and he's going, no, like that.
Oh, no? Okay.
I don't know. That's what he's telling me.
Oh, okay. Affiliate marketing, okay.
I don't know, and he's telling me, he's holding his hand up and saying the cross. I don't know, he's going, God, like spirit.
Okay.
I don't know, go with God or something like that. I don't
know
what kind of affiliate marketing it is.
Okay, I'd have to think on that to see. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what he's showing me, and he's also telling me, he's telling me also about something about the next 10 year, you know, 2033, the next 10 years are going to be very risky, about people trying to persuade you into different directions with financial situations, you know, to be have discernment. You know, he's saying that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So anyway, those are just some things he's signing me.
Okay, I guess I have to pay attention to my dreams now. Hopefully something comes true.
Yeah, so he's just coming in. He's definitely, he's what?
No, I heard somebody whispering, and I was trying to make out what they're saying. I just couldn't. You know, you hear that high-pitched sound, and then somebody's speaking to you kind of thing? But I just couldn't make out what it was. I thought, let me check. Okay.
Wow. He's telling me that's the family. That's the family coming in and telling you some, you know, some advice or, you know, things. That's the family.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Think on
so
that.
Anyway,
okay.
those are some things. Yeah, just to make sure everything is okay, you know.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. Okay, and I thank you for that.
All right. Thank you. Anyway, he's definitely one of your guides, and he's definitely a protector.
Ooh. Okay.
I feel like he was definitely an earth angel here in the world. You know, a lot of people don't know a lot about me. You know, if you read my book, you'll see. But before I became a psychic and a medium, I was around so many people that crossed over. I worked the heaviest nursing floors, you know, my whole life. I started in nursing when I was 15. I remember running home to my mom and saying, I want to be a nurse's assistant, nurse's aide, volunteer. And she'd be like, why? I want to help people when they die. And I used to go to the morgue. I used to put people, wrap them when they pass. And I used to hold hands with people before they died.
Oh,
and I worked in hospice. I worked on the worst trauma unit at Sears, UCLA, Van Nuys Presbyterian. And I, you know, I worked with AIDS, HIV, worked in oncology. And I've seen so much in my life. And there's nothing greater. I can feel him. You know, I really can feel him and his love for you. And he really is by you. You know, he really wants to take care of you from the other side. He's really there for you. You know, I have family members that have crossed over, and when they want to help me not get in trouble or not sign the wrong contract or not get involved with certain people, they come in and they'll pat me on the shoulder, they'll fluff my hair, they'll wake me up at night. So he loves you. He really is looking out for you. So make sure you look over what you're doing.
Okay. Wow, okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Call
okay.
again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that a lot.
All right. Thanks.
Kimberly, we have Suzanne on the line. Suzanne, you are talking with Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly. Thank you so much for taking all these calls.
Thank you. Thank you.
My question has to do with, I have an eye problem, and I can't really find the right doctor, so I don't know if I should continue to keep looking or not do anything or, you know, kind of try to manifest a fix on my own.
Yes. Do you want to tell us what the eye problem is?
Yeah, I have a hole in the macula.
Oh, no. And what is it like? What kind? What is the diagnosis, though?
Well, it's kind of an archaic surgery that the doctor, which I did not choose to do, because if they do it, you have to stay flat for so long, and you can't fly on a plane. And at the time, my dad was ill, and we thought it would be okay, but my dad ended up passing away. So lucky I didn't have the surgery, because then I couldn't have flown home. But it's kind of an archaic thing. And then if they do it, it's not guaranteed it's going to work. And then usually get cataracts immediately after.
Yeah. So is it like a retina? Inside
well,
the
it's
eye?
The macula, it's like the gel,
yeah,
I guess,
macula
in the eye.
Oh, that's horrible. You know, the only thing that I do for things like that is we do a lot of prayer,
mm-hmm.
and we do the power of prayer, you know, can heal anything. You know,
mm-hmm.
power of prayer is amazing. And also, there is a herbal formula in a company that I really love called Solgar. I don't know if you know Solgar, S-O-L-G-A-R. And it has helped so many conditions with the eyes, you know, from, you know, immaculate degeneration. It's called Eyebright.
Oh, okay.
If you want to write that down.
Okay.
Eyebright, B-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
And it's really amazing. I mean, floaters, you know,
mm-hmm.
going away to all kinds of issues with eyes. And, of course, we can all pray for you. And if you come on Saturday, we can put you in the middle circle and do a prayer for you. I don't know if you're available on Saturday. And I just want you to know that if you're not ever available on our prayer circles that we have and you still sign up, we have the replays. And also, I have a video on demand store. My video on demand store on my website, we really host that to stay up throughout all the years, and all those videos of the Mother Mary's, they are free to watch like all day long of all the healing seminars that we do. People that watch them from hospitals, they feel the healing going through their body as they watch them. You can see people being healed. So the power of the Holy Spirit going through your body can heal you. I was healed to the power of the Holy Spirit in my wheelchair.
Wow.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't chew. My jaw was crushed. My everything, my neck, my legs. I was in a wheelchair for 2.5 years after my accident. I was hit on foot.
Oh,
so
yeah. I read your book.
Feel,
yes.
Yeah. I can feel that we can ask the guides from 1 to 5, can you be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit? Ask the guides. You could do the Eyebright. You could do new water, vitamins, and prayer through the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what kind of water you're drinking, and I don't know the vitamins.
Yeah, I do regular, and I do do,
no.
I try to do eye supplements, you know, because I figure it can't hurt. But,
yeah. But I'm saying, when you say regular water, what kind of water?
Just filtered water.
Yeah, the guys are going, no. You've got to have the right water for your eyes and your brain and your system, meaning like a magnesium, potassium water, like Mountain Valley spring water.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's going to become unavailable, you know, in the next few years because so many people are getting it. And, you know, 2025 is going to be a rough year. And they're saying you need the best water.
Okay.
So when things start happening to the eyes and different organs, it means your immune system is too low. So if you want to ask the guys where your immune system at, we only have a few minutes left on the show, where your immune system at from 1 to 5. Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. I would like to know, you know, where I'm at, my immune system is at.
You're a 2.
Oh.
So I feel like boosting your immune system and getting on the right vitamin, getting on the right water, and getting on maybe the Eyebright, and really connecting to the Holy Spirit, I believe could really help you a great deal.
Okay.
Why don't you stay on till the end of the show, because we don't have time for another caller, and why don't we all say a prayer for you? Everybody's listening right now. You're online, and we all, I mean, Dan, I think this is the best idea. We stay online, and we all pray, and we just pray to go out of the show with praying for you. So rub your hands together and put your hands over your eyes, and is it the right eye or the left eye that's working?
Left.
Okay. So let's put your hand over the left eye, and let's ask the Holy Spirit. So let's say, do you receive the energies of the Holy Spirit? Will you receive the energy of the healing through the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And put your hand over your heart.
Okay.
Can you say, I am healed through the Holy Spirit?
I am healed.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Spirit.
And dear God, let's do a very strong healing through this beautiful woman, her eyes, through the Holy Spirit right now. Dear God, we ask that you come through her body, her immune system, her eyes, her lungs, her abdominal intestinal tract, her brain, and call out the energy that you want healed in your eyes and say exactly what you want healed.
I would like the hole in the macula healed.
And let's thank God. Say, thank you, God, for healing me.
Thank you, God, for healing me.
I'm grateful, God, that you have healed me.
I'm grateful, God, that you have healed me.
I'm grateful, God, that you have healed her eyes. I'm grateful, God, for everybody listening right now, that you have healed everybody on the radio that has called in tonight. We're grateful that you are healing her in the name of Jesus and all the saints and angels and the omnipresent, and that you're going through her body. We are grateful because when we say we are grateful, you have already been healed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for calling in. And we are just going to say to everybody tonight that listened to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show how grateful we are that you are all with us and that we're all praying for each other and getting through the next, you know, year. And we hope that you sign up for our newsletter. We hope that you come to our events. And we are all praying for our brothers and sisters. We are non-denominational ministry. We love all religions, all faiths. We pray for everybody, and we want everybody to be healed. And the most important thing is that we live in gratitude and love, and we help everybody. We accept everybody. thank you for coming on our show tonight, and we'll be on again. And we love you. We love everybody. Thank you so much for tonight, and stay in that fifth dimension.